Other times, I felt incited to such temptations of desperation and of suicide that sometimes, finding myself close to the well or to a knife, I felt drawn to throw myself into it or to take the knife and kill myself. The effort I had to make in order to run away was so great that I felt pains of death. And while running away, I felt them come after me, suggesting to me that it was useless for me to live after I had committed so many sins, and that God had abandoned me because I had not been faithful. Even more, I felt as if I had done many wicked deeds which no soul in the world had ever committed. Therefore, for me, there was no more mercy to hope for. In the depth of my soul, I felt repeat, "How can you live as enemy of God? Do you know who that God is whom you have so much offended, cursed, hated? Ah, that immense God who surrounded you everywhere, and you, under his very eyes, have dared to offend him. Ah, now that you have lost the God of your soul, who will ever give you peace? Who will free you from so many enemies?" The pain was such that I did nothing but cry. Sometimes I would start to pray, and I would feel the demons come over me to increase my torment. And some would beat me, some would prick me, some would suffocate my throat. I remember that once, while I was praying, I felt my feet being pulled from underneath the earth, and the earth open, and flames come out, and I was sinking into it. The fright and the pain were such that I remained half dead, so much so that in order to make me recover from that state, Jesus Christ came and consoled me. He made me understand that it was not true that I had placed my will to offend him, and that I myself could know this from the most bitter pain that I felt, that the devil was a liar, and that I should not pay attention to him, that for now I had to have patience in suffering those bothers, and that later peace would come. This would happen from time to time, when I would really come to the extremes, and sometimes in order to put me into more bitter torments. In the act of that comfort, the soul would be convinced, because before that light, it is impossible for the soul not to learn the truth. But then, when I was in the fight, I would find myself in the same state as before. He also tempted me not to receive communion, persuading me that after I had committed so many sins, it was a boldness to go there, and that if I dared to, not Jesus Christ, but the devil would come and would give me so many torments as to make me die. However, the obedience would win. It is true that sometimes I suffered mortal pains, such that I could hardly come round after communion. But since the confessor absolutely wanted me to receive it, I could not do otherwise. I remember that quite a few times I did not receive it. I also remember that sometimes, while I was praying in the evening, they would turn off the lamp. Sometimes they would let out such roars as to strike fear. Other times, feeble voices, as if they were dying. But who can say all that they would do? It is impossible.